Well, this is Africa Radio, and we're actually looking at healthcare needs for Africa. And in this session, we're actually going to be concentrating on what Victor Makwinja, who's all the way from Malawi, has managed to do. Actually, he's preparing to go to Nigeria, where he's going to present his abstract. So we want to know briefly about your abstract. And in this interview, I'm also going to be having Henry. Henry, welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, welcome, Victor Makwinja.
Thank you very much.
So, Victor Makwinja, tell us briefly about the work that you have submitted in Nigeria.
I did a research back in the university where I was in Malawi. I looked at practices in terms of care, use, and management of medical laboratory equipment at 4 central laboratories in Malawi. The idea was to find out the challenges that people who are working in the lab face in terms of use and how they care for the medical laboratory equipment, because these factors have an influence or would affect how service is delivered to patients in terms of laboratory services.
Which is wonderful. So what exactly have you proposed? Have you made any recommendations in this abstract?
The recommendations are there because from what I discovered in the research, most of the equipment that you will find in most African hospitals are donor-funded. And that, in most cases, is dependent upon projects that are, you know, that donors would influence to carry out, maybe for a specific period of time. But government does not take a position to work with the donors in one way or the other to maintain the issues of management, care, and the other issues to do with the equipment after the projects have gone. So the recommendations I made is government should take full responsibility, though donors would come in at some point, but should take full responsibility to take care of the equipment, because that would help them to take the...
Maybe before I let Henry speak, I just wanted to know, what do you really think was the challenge that was posed by the way equipment was being handled initially? What were the major challenges that you saw?
The major challenge is, from what I did research on, one, there are issues of purchases or procurement. There are no proper procedure or policies that would lead you to understand how things are procured. And then another one is to do with donations. Organizations just donate equipment to hospitals without putting into mind how that equipment can be cared for, because if you just purchase and donate an equipment, you need to make sure that you have put in structures and mechanisms to keep on supporting the equipment in terms of consumables, because that's what will keep the equipment going. So in most cases, they would just buy the equipment, put it there, and then the responsibility to support the equipment remains with the hospital. Now, oftentimes, you don't have budgets that are prepared for such an equipment because it wasn't in the budget of the hospital. It was in the budget of the donor. So the donor, in most cases, was supposed to take full control within the period that they would be supporting the equipment. But no, in most cases, that's not the case. So the recommendation, those are the challenges that I found: procurement issues, donation issues, but also involvement of the people who are using the equipment, which is also a critical factor, because if you don't involve people who are daily using the equipment to understand the challenges that they face, when you are doing another set of purchase, you'd always come to the very same mistakes. So it would be interesting to involve people who are using the equipment, understand the complexity, the environment in which the equipment is used, how many challenges they face each on a daily basis, and what could be the best way to approach in addressing the problems. That would help in another set of procurement, so that you don't have the very same problem that the equipment users faced in the first place on the equipment that they are using.
So hospitals had actually been facing a problem of improper procedures for procurement of equipment, and there were actually donation issues, and then there was actually maybe limited involvement of the people who are daily using the equipment, and maybe also their training was lacking big time. Mr. Henry?
Yes, improper procedures comes in the fact that people may not be trained properly in the first place. So what we need to train people, meaning that they have to know how the equipment actually works step by step from start to end. so that at the end of the day, you can get the required results. Sometimes the donors, depending on the manuals they give, maybe people may be trained in different institutions. For example, maybe the different degree programs around Africa in general. And we might say, maybe they might vary here and there. But they must come at least once to meet. That's why, like, for example, at the previous conferences, which can be done, and maybe you can talk about Deben, which is coming, the conference, right? The purpose is to teach people and to make sure that they upgrade their skills. We are not saying that people don't know what they are doing, but we are saying that we need at least a standardized way of doing things. And even the type of equipment, they must be advanced so that we can actually get what we really want, and they must be relevant and tally to the environment specifically. Because you see, even some diseases, they might sound similar, but if you go to the next country, you see that there are different strains and conditions. So also storage, even if you are storing, you need to teach them how to store properly. You need to teach them how to handle the equipment. Because the equipment breaks down, the person must know in the laboratory how best they can do, who to contact, whom to what. And thank you.
Thank you very much. So if health equipment is taken well care of, that will improve healthcare delivery systems in many African hospitals. That's what you believe, Mr. Victor Makwinja?
Exactly. And you see, if we do that, we would improve our healthcare system very much. But the current status is people who use the equipment, they don't really know, as my brother said, they don't really know much about the equipment. So they use it just because it is there in the hospital or in the lab. But if they are properly trained, it means they would know when to do what. And the way when they know when to do what, they'll be able to take great care of it. And that would last for years. Because in most cases, equipment would have a lifetime of 10 years. But in most African countries, the first 2 years, it's down. And another challenge, which I also needed to mention, is to do if the technical people who would want to come and fix the machine once it is down. Basically, there are also challenges in terms of technicians who can maintain equipment. So you need, like in many cases, the countries do not have in-house or in-country technicians. You will always have people from other countries to come into other countries to fix equipment. Like, for example, people would come from Zimbabwe into Malawi to fix an equipment. Now, that takes time. If an equipment is down today, you may expect that in the next 3 or 4 weeks is when the technician will come and fix. It means service delivery has stopped at that point, and that would affect how patients would receive care in the hospital. So if we put in structures to train people in-house, but also in-country, that would also help much in terms of equipment management, but also how patients receive care in service delivery.
Are we saying that we've got adequate provision of equipment and our only problem is Africa is improper use?
I would say adequate improvision of equipment. We might go back to the fact, as I said before, that even if you have the most advanced equipment and you don't have trained staff, we have done nothing. So in other words, we need to put quality control procedures inside. And to quality control, it means that the person who has manufactured the equipment, they must somehow has to guide us on how to use it. We may be misguided by saying like the whole responsibility is to the hospital, but actually the person of that equipment is not really that involved 100%. So that's where the problem is. We need to be all involved. It is everyone's problem, and we must work as one team.
It is everyone's problem, and we must all work as one team. It's been a pleasure having you in this interview, Mr. Victor Makwinja. Maybe one final word from you.
Yes. Just to add on what he said, in Africa, sometimes we have very complex equipment that comes into. But if you look at our healthcare system, if we address problems at a primary care level, we can deal with a lot of challenges that would feed into secondary level or tertiary level of our healthcare systems. So at the primary level, you don't need complex equipment. You need basic equipment that can quickly diagnose disease, and then patient management begins at that point. But oftentimes we wait for the disease to get complex, and then we leave for the patient to a secondary or tertiary level to get, you know, that level of treatment. But if we were able to get basic equipment at the primary level, we would address a lot of our disease problem in countries in Africa. So my last word would be, it is very proper for us to sit down, analyze our healthcare delivery systems, and then be able to go at a primary level and find basic equipment that would help at that point. The WHO has written a lot of papers on that one, on how, and it has defined equipment that can be used at the primary level, at the secondary level, and at the tertiary level. So if we follow such kind of guidelines, we'll be able to deal with the problem of equipment management, but also patient outcomes in terms of disease management.
Thank you very much, Mr. Victor Makwinja, who is actually all the way from Malawi. He is the president for the Association of Medical Laboratory Sciences in Malawi. And it's been a pleasure having him in this interview as he presented to us the abstract that he has done concerning lab equipment. And he thinks that if we are going to take better care of equipment and use proper procedures when purchasing this equipment, that can actually go a long way in improving healthcare delivery systems in Africa. And we were also privileged to have Mr. Henry, who is actually here from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much, Mr. Henry, for also being here and for providing those very pivotal recommendations. We will now take a short break. Do stay with us.